Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate His love. Celebrate Him who came from above. Celebrate Jesus.
Bread of life, that's how I come alive, that's how I change my world.
Father, to joy. From your spirit to my spirit, I am lighted by your word. And with your breath of life, that's how I come alive. That's how I change my world. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Say, Father, to joy.
Father, to joy.
Come upon him. Breathe. Asa. Belakaba. Just
Yeah.
not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on earth thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Proclaim His benefit. every morning. His love is new every morning. He gives us day by day our daily bread. And every day of our life, we've got something new to say about Jesus. Because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him. And he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him. And I love to shout about him. I just want to say, this is my story. This is my home. I'm praising my Savior. I praise him all the day long. Yes, yes. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising.
Hallelujah! Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah! This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God, of the Lord. Come to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you on this beautiful Sabbath morning. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent, for the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield. Look upon the face of thine anointed, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will befall from them that walk uprightly. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 45, verse 2. Lord, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Proverbs 3:34, Luke 2:40. Jesus, we thank you for your grace in the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, dwell among us in grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 1:14-16. Lord, let your grace be bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 11:23. Lord, let your grace be upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. And with great power, give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them all. neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, release your great grace upon us. Lord, release your great grace upon each and every one of us and supply all our needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, let us walk in your grace for signs and wonders to be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 14:3. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance. So, yes, Lord. Connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Acts 5:15, Lord, connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 5:15. Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5. God, we thank you for the grace of God, Lord, taking and releasing itself on your end time remnant in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives to crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause is it not, for though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For we know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that yet through his poverty we might be rich. God, give us the focus to grow in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 3:18. Lord, let us know the manifold grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us find grace in the time of need in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Mashiach. Hebrews 4:16. Father, let the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Galatians 6:18. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and the spiritual song, singing with grace in our hearts of the Lord. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with us all in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender again to you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let your perfect will be done. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives. Take preeminence in this service. Spirit of the living God, we surrender to you. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Ghost. We surrender completely and totally to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we first thank you and praise you for the salvation, grace, and power of the finished works of the cross. Father, we thank you for Calvary. We bless you for your blood that was shed in the name of Jesus Christ. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with the trespass, which they trespass against me, and that also that I have walked contrary unto them, and I also have walked contrary unto them, have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humble, and they then accept the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. I will remember the land. Lord, we bless you for the atonement power that is in the blood of the land. For God, you became a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is he that hangeth from a tree. Lord, we take the blood of Jesus and release it like a tsunami tidal wave going through our bloodline from now all the way back to Adam and Eve. In the name of Jesus, we take your precious blood and apply it over the lintel and the doorposts of our hearts, our homes, our business, our ministry, family, health, and finances in the name of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak the servants in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. And the blood shall be to you for token upon the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. When I smite the land of Egypt, according to Exodus 12:13. Lord, we thank you for the blood over our lives. As the destroyer is released to slay every Pharaoh and the Egyptian cohort that is over our lives, that has made an alliance with our ancestral spirits to keep us in physical, spiritual, mental, and financial bondage in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:23. Lord, send the destroyer to hunt down and capture and bind the everlasting chains. Made out of the blood of Jesus Christ, every evil spirit, python spirit, dark angel, and the spirit that is operating physical, spiritual, mental, and financial oppression against us from the second heavens in the name of Jesus, according to 2 Peter 2:4. Lord, we ask you to release your holy warrior angels with swords, chains, battle axes, battering rams, form and fashion out of the blood of Jesus Christ, to demolish and destroy every barrier, snare, and barricade that has been constructed in the second heavens, to stop blocking there and delay every blessing and promise that God has ordained for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10:4. Lord, have your holy angels to mount up with weapons of war. Fashion out of the blood of Jesus Christ to fight against every works of witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, chants, spells, hexes, vexes, astral projection, psychedelic prayers, and psychic meditations that were set in the night season. Call send your holy angels after the order of Sesra in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Judges 5:20. God, release your holy angels that are bound to hunt us, to hunt down and bind the everlasting chains. Made out of the blood of Jesus Christ, every spirit spouse, marriage breaking spirit, spirits of infirmities, spirits of premature death, spirits of poverty, spirits of misfortune caused by curses of our fathers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your presence that have taken up arms against us be drowned in the Red Sea as the Egyptians in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ flow like a tidal wave in the second heavens to destroy every astral altar, pot, and control, and all curses, excess, and contracts and spells that have been fitted in the heavens around our star in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bind the everlasting chains, all the spiritual attendants, guides, and spies in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, release the fear of the Lord and the blood of Jesus Christ against all of our enemies, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we command your archers to send holy archers made out of the blood of Jesus Christ. Send horses and arrows made out of the blood of Jesus Christ into the hearts of our enemies, into the souls of the spirits. They have summons to bring oppression upon our health, finances, and family in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that the blood of Jesus Christ rain down on everything that is connected to wickedness, that is connected to our lives. Lord, rain down the blood of the Lamb on every work of spiritual oppression that the enemy has planted in the heavens and earth against our bloodline in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, let the blood of the Lamb rain down like in the days of Noah upon every stronghold instead that the enemy has hidden. God, let the blood of Jesus Christ rain down, drown every secret cause of the wicked in the heavens and in the earth, in the high places and in the realm of astral projection, that is seeking after our soul in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, release the blood of Jesus Christ to bind up and choke up every python and strong man. Holy Ghost, choke him until he called for, but he has stolen out of us in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Mark 3:27. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our bloodline to close up every open door caused by the curse of illegitimacy in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our veins to destroy every bloodline curse, sickness, a disease that is hereditary or planted through witchcraft in the name of Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ be injected into our bloodline and faith to restore us to divine health in the name of Jesus Christ. Purge up us with hyssop so we can be clean. Wash us so we can be whiter than snow. God, wash us and cleanse us, O God, from all filthiness. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and honor in the name of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace, O God, as we have are praying these prayers, O God. And, Father God, we thank you for your mercy, for releasing your mercy that is new every morning. Father God, forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Repent, O God, for all that we have done that is not pleasing to you, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us. Excuse me. In the name of Jesus, be merciful. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces and nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you for the holy blood of Jesus Christ. O Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into all truth, Holy Spirit. We are totally and completely dependent on you. We need you every second, every minute, every hour, Holy Spirit. Lord, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you are strong, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we pray for fresh oil and fresh anointing, O God. Anoint us, O God. Empower us, O God, to do what you have called us to do, to fulfill your purpose, O God, in our lives, O God. Give us more grace, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we thank you. We thank you for giving us beautiful ashes. We thank you, O God, for giving us joy for the spirit of heaviness, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you, O God, that the enemy came against us like a flood, but you raised up a standard against the enemy. We thank you for raising that standard, which is your holy blood, O God. We thank you for your goodness and mercy in our lives. We thank you for covering our children and grandchildren, O God. We thank you for covering our spouses, our nieces, and our nephews, and our, O God, we thank you for, thank you for all those that are connected to us. Lord, I thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know what they stand in need of, O God. Father God, you know them individually. You know the strands of hair upon their head, O God. You know everything that concerns their lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, we ask you to make the crooked places straight. We ask you, Lord, to make a way where there seems to be no way, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we pray for the spirit of boldness and courageousness in the name of Jesus. We pray, no, knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh God, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are God and you are God all by yourself. You say, I am the Lord thy God. Is there anything too hard for me? Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. And we trust you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Ghost who is leading, teaching, and guiding us into all truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for breaking down doors and barriers that the enemy has placed in front of us. We thank you for destroying the snares of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. Father God, it's only through you we win those battles, through your precious blood, through your redeeming blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for salvation, oh God. We thank you for transforming us, because every day we are being transformed from glory to glory, from favor to favor, from strength to strength, oh God, from faith to faith. Every day there's a transformation process in us. Oh God, we want to be like you, Jesus. We want to be like you, Jesus. We want to live for you, Jesus. Uproot pride and haughtiness, oh God, from in our lives, oh God, and give us you. humility, oh God. Teach us how to forgive one another as you forgive us. Oh God, sometimes it's difficult. And sometimes it's hard, oh God. And Lord, because there are times people just step and do things to us, oh God. But you said if we do not forgive others their trespasses, you will not forgive us our trespasses. And so, Father, we turn everything and everyone, any ill feelings we have had, oh God, towards family or friends or anything they have done, we place it on your altar. We take it out of our hearts, this body spiritual, and we place it on your altar, oh God. And fill our heart with your love, oh God. Fill our heart with your peace and the joy. Fill our hearts with humility, oh God. Let Christ live, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Oh, Holy Spirit, we surrender these pains to you. We surrender our lives to you, oh Holy Ghost. We have no one to depend on except you. Break every chain. Chain in the name of Jesus. Help us, O God. Help us, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us. We thank you, Lord, that you are the glory within us, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren, on each and every one of us, O God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, you are the solution to every problem. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the victory. The victory in Christ Jesus. Now, Lord, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but Christ that lives. I hide behind the cross. All of you and none of me, let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to take you this good morning to those of you just joining us. Hallelujah. We praise God for you. We love you. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to the book of Job. Hallelujah. Job chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God, evil. That man was perfect, number one. That man was upright, number two. That man feared God, three, and he hated evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His sons also 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, and a very great also. So that this man was the greatest of all men of the east. And his sons and went and feasted in their houses, everyone is day. So that was 7 days a week. And for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning. And he offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. just did Job continually. So that means Job did this every day. Every day he did this. Hallelujah. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man? That's God talking about Job, one that feared God and eschewed evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Has thou not made an edge about him, about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the works of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. And this morning, speaking about the blood of Jesus Christ, and then we'll go into communion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Job sacrificed every day for those children. Hallelujah. He offered burnt sacrifice according to the number of them. So that was every day you got to take the sheep or that he had. So just imagine how many of them, 10 animals, good and perfect animals according to the word of God. If you read Exodus, according to burnt offering and was sacrificed. So you're looking at 70 animals, burnt offering, sacrificed to God every day for the sins of his children. He said maybe they may have sinned in their hearts. And many of us, I don't care who we say we are. You never know what your kids are doing, really, truly. Because kids can change faces. One minute it this way, one minute that. But the thing here is Job knew what they were doing every day. There were 10 kids, 7 sons, 3 girls. So you see 7 times 70. So he, every day, he offered burnt offering for repentance, for forgiveness of his children, maybe my children. And if I would say I'm 70, I would even put it to 71, because when he's offering, but before he offered this burnt offering, Father, he has to ask God for mercy for himself. So let's look at it. He had to do that for himself. So if we look at it, we'll say, hey, because before you can ask God to forgive someone, you have to, as a priest, you got to make sure you're right. You can't ask, and you got to make sure you're in the right standing. Job is the priest of his home. He is the priest of his home. So he got to make offering for himself also. So what are we looking at now? We're looking at 11. Because he got 7 sons, 3 daughters, plus himself makes it 11. 11 times 7, 77. 7 is a perfect number. I don't have time to go into what it means by 77, but it's perfection, the number 7, perfection. Hallelujah, God. And this, today is the 7th day of the week. May the Lord perfect all that concerns your life, our lives, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He did this every day. And then we see that Satan comes to the Lord. And God asks, have you considered my servant? Because, you see, God knows what he placed inside of us. Sometimes you think, oh, it might be the enemy, it might be this, it might be that. But sometimes we have to go through the process, through the trials, the tribulation, because God knows why he placed us. He knows our heart towards him, and he knows he already protected us. Hallelujah. So God fight that his servant to Satan. And so they said, no. You blessed Job. You put a hand there. I can't even touch Job. Because you already see blessing him. You bless his house. You bless his household. You blessed him. What am I saying to you? And I, the blood of Jesus Christ, who first of all, you see the sacrifice, Bill did this every day. Now, when we look at what blood does for us, we'll look at some of the things here in Job 10. We talk about, now we're talking about the blood of Christ because we're talking about the finished works. The blood of Jesus protects you. That's why when we come to the throne of grace, we ask for mercy. We ask forgiveness for our sins. And then the blood of Jesus protects your children, your household. If Job 10, look at it. He placed a hedge about him. So let's look at the hedge as the blood of Jesus above him. That protection of blood. That God put a hedge around what? His house. Hallelujah. What does that mean? That he put a hedge around his children, his family, his household. Then the blood of Jesus protects what? His what? The possession, all the things. Because you can put a protection around you, your household, and you can, if God blessing you with things, he doesn't want an enemy to come and take what he's blessing with. So he protects your possession. He puts a hedge around those things. Some of those things with the blood of Jesus. Your job, hallelujah. The work of your hands, your job is covered with the blood of Jesus. The things that you do with your hands, the blood of Jesus. And then the Bible tells us his substance increased. Why? His substance increased because God had a hedge of protection around him. God protected him. God protected his children. God protected his possession. God protected the work of his hands. What? Hallelujah. He had increased in the land. Hallelujah. What did it? Hallelujah. You do not take the blood of Jesus for granted. The blood of Jesus is the most powerful force in the universe, in the world. Because the blood of Jesus is holy. The blood of Jesus is righteous. There's no blood perfect like the blood of Jesus. Without the blood of Jesus, where would we be? We got salvation because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have grace because of the blood of Jesus. I pray first, oh God, for grace, but we get out. Grace will not come without the blood because Jesus is grace. He gave because he shed his blood on Calvary. The blood of Jesus takes us closer. Now we do not have a veil. We can go boldly to the throne room of God because of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus heals us. The blood of Jesus protects us. The blood of Jesus redeems us. Let me tell you, the blood. The light, Leviticus 30, your Bibles will mean this morning will soon be finished. Leviticus 17:11. Hallelujah. Huria maseteria koya kaya seteriako. Leviticus 17:11. Life is in the blood. Haromoso doria karamase. Yeah, I love that scripture. Huria masandereya korea masse. The Bible tells us in Leviticus 17:11, we cannot take this thing. I'm teaching you something. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you to make atonement for your soul. But it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. What is the soul? Your intellect. the blood, because your spirit, you have the spirit of God. You don't need the blood cannot, because you have the spirit in you, the Christ in you. He's holy, he's righteous. But the soul, our mind, is the one that causes us to do things, the thoughts and different things. So the blood makes atonement for our souls. Hallelujah. Forgiveness of our sins. Why? Because the life of the flesh is in the blood. If you don't believe it, when people die, what happens? The life goes. And that life goes back to God. And that body is cool. And that's the soul that is going to be judged. Because the spirit goes back. The body is gone. The life that is in the blood is gone back. That's the spirit of God. He's gone. The spirit of God is going back to God. Our soul, we are body, soul, and spirit. That's what will be judged. Well, we make our decisions, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, all that stuff. That's the soul. And when that life gets out of the blood, we know, you can know a person is dead. When that life gets out, have you touched a dead body? My mother-in-law was so tiny and small. When she passed away right in front of our eyes, that when the life left her, we saw the life leaving. She was so heavy. Heavy. That blood, when the life leaves, guess what? That's why it makes the body smell. Because the life has left the blood. The body starts smelling. Now, wow. But there's no life in it. Hallelujah. So the blood is so important. The blood of Jesus. Life in the blood. Hallelujah. So cover up when you get up every day. Pray for yourself. Cover yourself in the blood of Jesus. Cover your children in the blood of Jesus. Cover your, we do it here every day. You all know that. Cover your possessions in the blood of Jesus. Cover the work of your hands in the blood of Jesus. Cover your jobs in the blood of Jesus. That's a hedge of protection. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus opens the grave. The blood, because it's holy, it's righteous. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus takes us behind the throne room, behind the veil. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. That's why we have to realize Saturday mornings are, to me, in my opinion, the prayer line Saturday mornings, to me, in my opinion, every day is important, but I believe Saturday is most important because it's the seventh day of the week. It's the seventh day, and because we take the Holy Communion on every Saturday morning. Hallelujah. And you can take the communion when you're sick. My grandchildren, I give my grandchildren the communion every morning before they go to school. When they come here, before I take them to the bus stop, give it to them every morning. Pray with them. You can take it too. Hallelujah. Covers you. Redeems you. But do you believe that it happened? Hallelujah. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus on your finances. Lord, I release the blood on this. Release the blood on your bank account. Release the blood on your home. Or cover your children. The door, everything. The blood sets you free. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus, not human blood, not God's blood, blood of Jesus Christ. Holy redemption. Hallelujah, sanctification, justification. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. That's why you hear me pray. Every cell in your body, I release the blood of Jesus. Every tissue in your body, the blood of Jesus. Every organ in your body. not the blood, your intellect, your soul, in the blood of Jesus. You know why the blood do not work for others, for some of us? Why? Because of our hearts. Hallelujah. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man will see God. You cannot do the blood of Jesus, but you're so wicked and evil and stuff, and it will not work for you. Don't even try it. You're in witchcraft, and you got your audacity to call the blood of Jesus. We have to walk in his holiness and in his righteousness. Hallelujah. You can't, I can say the blood, not nothing. You got to do what is right and by his grace. I can't do what Apostle, yes, you can. By his grace. I can't forgive that person, yes, you can. By his grace. You can do it. You're not depending on you. You are depending on the Holy Ghost to help you. You surrender those issues, those problems, those things that bother you to the Holy Spirit, and then you let him lead you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads you. He leads you. Let him lead you. Sometimes you got to break the pride and the haughtiness, and you got to say sorry, and you got to reach out. Seek peace without holiness. No one will see the face of God. Seek peace of all men. Hebrews 12:14. Without holiness. Don't let pride take you to hell. Don't let pride do it. Hallelujah. Father, help us this morning. Help me this morning. Lord, we repent of all that we've done. That's not pleasing to you. We surrender to the Holy Spirit. Take away pride and let us be humble, filled with compassion and your love. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as we take this Holy Communion, we ask you to breathe on it. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for healing. We believe in the power of your blood. We cover our children with the blood, our family with the blood, our possession with the blood of Jesus, the work of our hands with the blood of Jesus, our increase in the blood of Jesus. Oh, my son, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus be, oh, my son, released in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. For I receive of the Lord, which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You may partake of your cracker or your bread that represents the body of Christ. After the same manner, he also took the cup and he had some saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake. Hallelujah. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do so the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. And let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. And when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. And we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another, if any man hunger, let him eat at home, and you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the precious blood of your Son. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God. We claim all the unlimited breakthroughs and benefits that's in the blood of Jesus. Help us in our walk with you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for healing, deliverance, restoration. We thank you, oh God, that each day we are being transformed into your image and likeness day by day. Thank you for the process. Father, we bless your name. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, we lift up our offerings to you this morning. We ask you to breathe on the works of our hands, our substance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for increase, oh God. We cover everything with the blood, all our finances, with the blood of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray for fruitfulness and multiplication in our lives. Thank you, Lord. You give us the finances, so we thank you and we bless you. We honor you. We magnify you, oh God. You are worthy of the praise. We claim all the Sabbath day blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we can rest in your presence. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. We pray for our family members, our children, spouses, grandchildren. We release all the Sabbath day blessings upon their lives and upon our lives in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you all with the love of God. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. God bless you.